Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're checking in on our special guest right here in the studio. An award, an Emmy. How the hell did you get an Emmy?
An Emmy award winning host, actor, comedian, writer, producer,
podcast
pioneer.
I love that.
Please welcome Mr. Chris Hardwick.
I definitely did not win an Emmy for podcasting. It's not how that works.
Yeah, not how it works now.
No. How many Emmys do you have?
Two, but who is counting Emmys?
Just two. Man, that's pretty good. You're on your way to the EGOT.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it all started in radio.
Yeah, radio and MTV. K-Rock back in Los Angeles.
Did you grow up in L.A.?
No, but my family moved to L.A. when I was in high school. So, like 88, we moved out there.
From where?
Memphis.
Memphis. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Boy. Where'd you go to school there? Messick?
In Memphis, I went to a school called Auburndale I think they changed. I think it's now it's something else. Because this was in the 1900s, and now...
way back in the
1900s.
Way back.
Electricity back then.
Yeah. So, when you were in Memphis, is that when you first got the itch to get into radio?
It was actually. Back in the olden days, my parents 1 year bought me a dual cassette deck with a turntable on it. It's like 1980, 81.
Oh, man.
And so I would listen, I would record songs off the radio and then record intros and outros for them.
This is a theme of radio guys. I can't tell you how many radio guys started that way.
I don't know what it was. It's not like, my parents, but I was obsessed with stand-up comedy, Steve Martin and Richard Pryor and loved comedy and loved game shows and loved radio. And so I always wanted to be a comedian and a presenter. So I don't know.
Wow. That's kind of fun because you're kind of a handyman. You do just about everything, really.
I do, yeah. I sort of feel like that's what's necessary to survive in the entertainment business. You just have to mutate as much as possible and squish yourself in like silly putty wherever you can find a place to fit in.
That's true.
We're talking to Chris Hardwick. In case you don't know what he does a lot of stuff, but I'll give you a rundown here. He does the Talking Dead show, which is on right after The Walking Dead, and they got the season 10 premiere coming up Sunday night at 9, and he also is the producer and host of the NBC game show The Wall, and there's a bunch of other crap that he does.
I don't mean to be demeaning.
You're not at all. That's how I would describe it too.
AMC come to you to do Talking Dead, or did you come up with this great idea?
I didn't come up with the idea, but when I found out they were doing it, we sort of came to each other because someone, when I worked at MTV, one of the executives from there went on to become an executive at AMC.
Right.
And I was a huge fan of the first season of The Walking Dead and the comics, and I heard they were going to, a show that talks about a show.
Wait a minute, that's me.
That's exactly right. And so then I was calling them and they were calling me, and so it all worked out.
That's one of the first shows that did that, isn't it?
For a scripted show, the company that created it did Andy Cohen's show, so Watch What Happens, and they were like, I wonder if we could, this worked for the Real Housewives and also works for every sporting event.
Right.
Why couldn't it work for a scripted drama? Yeah. And it did.
Wow.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Bingo. One more job for you.
I mean, this business just sucks because you never have any real job security. So I feel
just
like
go for it.
You have to sort of build this career where you have a lot of stuff that you're juggling because you never know which one is just not going to exist anymore at any given time.
It's funny, too, because Chris worked at a radio station in L.A. that is produced many, many celebrities, and people went on to other things like Jimmy Kimmel and Carson Daly.
Yeah.
and there's some others too. What's the connection with Adam Carolla? You and him are buddies, right?
Well, he worked at K-Rock.
Yeah.
We all worked.
Didn't he do like some training for Jimmy Kimmel, doing a boxing training or something?
Yeah, I think that's how they met. Yeah. Jimmy was working on the morning show. I think Jimmy had come to that show from Arizona, maybe. Mm-hmm. And there was going to be some boxing match, and Carolla was a boxer, and Jimmy just thought he was really funny. Of course, it turned out Adam had like real comedy training.
Yeah.
And so he goes, here's the number, just start calling in and doing characters. And Adam did, and they stuck, and they became a part of the show, and then, amazing. You know, it all blew up from there.
That's kind of like a celebrity factory, that station.
I'll say.
It was, absolutely.
It helps to be in L.A.
And where did the stand-up come in for you?
I mean, I was just always obsessed with stand-up. You know, when I was a kid, my parents bought me all the Steve Martin records, and I listened to... In the 80s, you know, there were a million comedy shows on, stand-up comedy shows. So, you know, I loved everyone. You know, Kinison and Seinfeld and Emo Phillips and Judy Tenuta. Just like, I liked all comedy. Mm-hmm. And then in college, I started toying around with it. And then around 1998, I just started doing it full-time. And, you know, now I'm at Caroline's this weekend.
Yes, you are.
Five shows.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Tickets at carolines.com. It's another kind of weird thing. Brad, the big, tall Australian you see over in the corner, he told me that you grew up with your parents, and you mentioned them, that they bought you to comedy. But you didn't tell me he was a professional bowler.
Yes, my dad was. Usually not the thing I open with in a conversation. It's usually a conversation stopper. Yeah. Nice to meet you. I'm Chris.
Not a football pro bowler.
Yeah, yeah. No. I grew up.
You
grew
might
up
know my father. He was a famous bowler.
Well, bowling, you know. No, I don't. That's usually how that goes.
That ball with holes
That's
in it.
Good for you. Yeah. Exactly. And it's funny. I'm an exceptionally good bowler, and I say that because it's not a brag.
Two Emmys
average.
And a great bowler.
Two Emmys and a great. I have two Emmys and my own bowling ball and shoes. Yeah. Exactly.
I can imagine you on the strip out in Hollywood when you were younger at the Rainbow Room. You're going to go. Hey, how you doing? You're very hot looking girl. You know anything about bowling?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, where are you going?
What's your average?
I rolled a 280 the other night.
Well, that's how Now, I haven't bowled in a few years, but if I picked up a ball again,
you still got it.
I still got it. We don't lose it. I could probably average low 200s.
Was it weird to grow up with a father that was famous in the bowling world, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. He was. And there was a time in the 60s where bowling was like a real respected sports.
Bowling for dollars.
Yeah, or championship bowling or wide world of sports.
You'd see it on TV. Oh,
the bowler that got busted for blow.
No, it's not my dad.
James.
I don't know who that was.
Famous bowler, and he's from St. Louis, as a matter of fact. I remember that.
It's a perfect crime. You hide it in the holes. You check it. Oh, this is the rosin bag powder.
Dust my hand.
It's just for sweat.
Let me sniff my hand.
I'm gonna hide this in my nose.
Chris, I'm not a comedy expert, but don't open with that tonight.
I like it, actually.
Here he is. Hey, how about the bowlers? They hide the blow.
Right? They had their coke in the balls. Hey, you guys, you're great. Where's everyone going?
Come on back to Caroline.
Yeah.
Comic-Con, Scott. Yeah, you'll get cosplayers in your audience tonight at Caroline's.
I hope so. I like it when people show up in costumes. That does happen sometimes, and certainly when there's a convention in town.
Oh, yeah.
But, I'll be at Comic-Con Saturday with the Walking Dead panel. So it's a good time, the Comic-Con.
So you're at Caroline's tonight?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Great.
Night, yeah.
Good.
And you're going to squeeze in Comic-Con in between, right?
Yes, sir.
And don't forget his podcast, how they find that.
That it's just everywhere. Just ID10T's podcast, Chris Hardwick. You know, the internet, Google. We should never ask any questions anymore.
Because
someone goes,
right.
How do I do this? Just Google it.
That's
a Google.
Exactly.
I don't have time to explain to you. Just Google it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're sitting right next to the Google queen over there.
Love Google.
Caroline's Broadway tonight through Saturday. One show at 7 p.m. tonight. Two shows tomorrow night and Saturday night. Tickets at carolines.com. You're out of here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Good job, man.
Thank you.
Chris Hardwick, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS FM New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.